Did you just get... You were gone for a while, right?
We were. What is that?
Do you miss, like, the whole thing? Your record was here the whole time. Okay. Well, your record was here. That's his record up there. He's got the sugar T-shirt back there. Bob Mould Band. You might know that. Are you a fan of Bob Mould?
He's my favorite.
Me too. I'm a big fan. Big Husker Du fan. Flip Your Wig, one of my favorite records. And my wife is from Minnesota, so I'm sort of a Twin Cities-in-law kind of guy. Back in the 80s when there weren't always that many records I liked, that was one of my favorites. I got a call one day at home, I don't know, about 1990, phone rings, hello, Steve here. And I get a call saying, yeah, this is Bob Mould. Hey, Bob Mould. He said, this is Steve Wynn? I said, yeah, Steve Wynn. And Bob Mould says, I want you to audition to be the guitarist of my band. All right. I got things going on, but, you know, I'm a big fan. This might work out. And I said, I just should let you know that I guess you know me from the Dream Syndicate. This is what writes solo records. And I said, you know, you should know that I'm not the lead guitarist in that band. I'm more the rhythm guitarist. He said, I know what you do. It's all right. All right, Bob. He said, get in a car and meet me in Las Vegas in 2 days, and we're going to talk. Said, all right. So I drive to Las Vegas, because I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm curious, I'm a fan, it's a gig. Who knows? I got some time in the schedule, so I go out there, and we meet in a casino, Caesar's Palace, and we get there, and we get a room there, and we jam on, you know, acoustic guitars for 10, 15 minutes, and he says, I like the way you play. I said, great. This will be wonderful. He said, let's go gambling now. Let's play some blackjack. He said, I'd never gambled. I wasn't much of a... But he said, I'll teach you all you need to know. And he taught me how to play blackjack that night. And we hit it off. And then he flew me to New York a week later to audition with the band and didn't get the gig, which I was disappointed about. But then I went ahead and made years and years of solo records that I have for sale here tonight. That I may not have made if I would have gotten the gig. It would have been like, you know, Traveling with Bob, which would have been pretty cool. Anyway... that's my Bob Mould story. Except that apparently, from reading his biography, which is a great book, See Little Light, I think it's called. In his biography, apparently I am the guy who broke up Husker Du. If you believe his own autobiography, which I do, since he wrote it. And he says, apparently Grant Hart, the drummer, stop me if you're tired of indie rock stories, but yeah, okay. So if you read the book, he says one day Grant Hart, the drummer of the band, the other singer-songwriter in the band, came to practice with a new song he had written. And I was like, you know, let's see if I can... I haven't practiced this. This is not a shtick I have. But it's like... 2541. Big windows to let in the sun. 2541. Et cetera, et cetera. Do you know the song? Great. One of the best songs I've written. It was Grant Hart's, one of his first solo singles, now revered as a great song. Bob Mould, in his book, says when he brought that to rehearsal for Husker Du, he said, that's a Dream Syndicate ripoff. And it is a little like... Yeah, you say it's a waste. Big windows to let in the sun. But that's all right, you know. If I can steal from the Grateful Dead... Grant Hart can steal from me. So anyway, yeah. There you go. So the sugar T-shirt set me off on all that. Bob's a good guy. I've run to him over the years. We're friends, and I can't really talk about wrestling with him because I don't get that totally. But he's a great talent and like me on the road all the time. So I admire that. So having said all that, and led down that blind alley, I'm gonna do this one here from one of the reunion Dream Syndicate records. We have a new record coming out next spring.